My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's good to be with you. Watched the storm coverage last night as much as I could, and it seems as though it was a monster of a storm. But I think overall, I don't think it didn't turn out as terrible as it possibly could be. And from what I've understood, Lieutenant Dan is okay.
Oh, man. It's funny you bring that up. Yeah, that's been a weird story, hasn't it? Following this random guy who says that God told him to stay in a boat the whole time. Is
he's
that
like
the story?
Noah did it.
Yeah.
He said he thinks it's the safest place. I think he's a troubled dude. And Ethan was the one who had tipped me off to it yesterday and was kind of reporting on that. And then they were like, oh, they evacuated him, he'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, he did not evacuate.
No,
like,
he did not.
He did not evacuate. But he has kind of a sketch past. So he's a complicated dude, but he's still there. So
he
Lieutenant
made it.
Dan made it through. Watching it, the anticipation of something like that is incredibly... it's consuming, causes you to feel a lot of things. It's exciting to watch in the sense that you get to see what Mother Nature is capable of, but then knowing that you have loved ones who are in the midst of that storm and people who are going to not make it out because of various things. It's not necessarily they get washed away in a hurricane, but maybe they're through a whole bunch of tornadoes. Like, that's not something that you initially think. Of course, meteorologists understand those things, but the magnitude of something like that makes me go... there's a force greater than us, and it's not the government. Or is it? I'm seeing a lot of people doing stories on whether or not the government can control the weather right now.
Me too.
I saw KSDK fact checked it.
Did they?
I felt personally attacked. I sometimes you see things and you take it personally and you're like, it had nothing to do with you, but It's like you're projecting on yourself. KSDK was like, no, the government's not controlling the weather.
Well, if they said it.
There you go.
Must be true.
We are here to report that KSDK said that it's not happening.
Okay.
The election continues to march on. I can't help but think that Donald Trump is doing well. Are you feeling good about it?
As that is the subject of today's YouTube live chat poll, I'm not going to give away my full answer yet, Annie. It's just too early in the show, but I am feeling good about it.
I was going to set up the YouTube poll.
Oh, Well,
how do you feel about Election Day? You can come tell us on the Annie Fry. Did I put it up? I'm thinking right now that maybe I didn't put it up. So I'm going to make sure that it gets put up right now while you answer this question. Because I said this the other day. Was it Tim Murtaugh that I was talking to about it? I was like, I feel good about it. And I feel bad about feeling good about it. This is a little bit of the insight into my psyche. I'm one who generally is apt to be what pessimists call themselves, which is a realist. And I'm not feeling it. I don't want to feel good about it and be let down. So I prep myself by being negative. I feel pretty good about it. So the options you have right now about the poll coming up, which as Ryan's going to answer this question, hope you've prepared for it, Ryan. How do you feel about Election Day? Scared, excited, anxious, or confident? Now, we're not saying that you're a Trump supporter or a Harris supporter. Just how do you feel about it? You leave your comments after you vote when I put the poll up here in the next 60 seconds here. Leave your comment and we'll feature some of those as well throughout the course of the show. So, Ryan, how overall are you feeling right now about the November 5th election, which is 26 days away?
Well, first of all, I feel like you're springing this question on me a little bit because I have not thought about the election yet.
It's written on the paper in front of you, and I messaged it to you an hour ago.
But as I now am forced to think about the election, which I forgot was even happening, but here we are, I feel pretty good about it. It's all about trends, and right now, the numbers, the polling, even from unfriendly pollsters like Quinnipiac, are trending in the right direction.
Trend lines.
They are trending in the right direction. So, I mean, there's all this different stuff, Vegas odds and all this stuff. There's so much to look at that you get lost in it. But the overall movement right now, in swing states especially, is toward Donald Trump. So I am, to answer the question, I'm not going to say confident. I'm going to say I'm actually excited. Not because of Election Day. Because of what happens after Election Day.
We don't have to hear from Kamala Harris anymore. Please, 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 please.
I'm excited about that.
I'm not joking. I'm more, like, immediately and emotionally excited about just being like, okay, she had her time. Moving along. Which is why I'm so not confident or excited about it. Because I don't want to let... I don't want to be let down. Yeah. I am 100% anxious about it. That's where I live. And the poll is up right now. So get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote and leave a comment. Brad, your feelings, your emotions about Election Day, where you at?
Man, I look at this and the way I would describe it is the way I felt about the Blues playoff run.
You'd be
in 2019, whenever they won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, in 2019.
Yeah. So like
Gloria.
Yeah. Okay. It's like
I love it when Trump plays that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know he played that.
He plays that song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe like third in after he walks off the stage.
Okay.
The YMCA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then maybe a piece of opera.
Does he still do You Can't Always Get What You Want? Is that still a part of the theme?
I don't think that one is allowed anymore. And also, hold on. I'm coming. Not supposed to play that one anymore.
Okay.
But it's that feeling of anxiousness. But you're watching them play and you're like...
But happy anxiousness?
Yeah, you're like, but they're really good and they're playing really well. We might have a shot at this.
That's exactly how I felt last night when I turned on my first baseball game in a long time to watch Mike Schilt and the Padres beat the Dodgers. And then I bailed because at some point it was 8-0 Dodgers.
Oh.
So I kind of felt personally attacked by that one too.
Okay.
I didn't want to see that.
Because you're rooting for the Padres.
I'm rooting for Mike Schilt.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Got to go to game 5 now. So you said you're anxious?
Yeah, but I would vote
happy
anxious. But it's a positive anxious.
I'm not happy anxious. I'm worried anxious.
There's a lot of reason to be.
The three of us are very, like, we are the three different places you can be on most things. You have a positive outlook on life, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Come hell or high water, you're like, it'll be fine. Everything's good.
You know what? I keep looking at this going, you know what? Even if Kamala wins this thing, I would love to tell you that I'm going, God's in control. I am saying that, but at the same time, I'm going, well, you know, empires fall. Like, it's not a real positive outlook, but I'm trying to view it positively. I don't want to be a part of it, though.
In the mix of positivity for you, are like, well, sometimes empires fall.
I hate to say it
that
way.
Crosses your mind, and you're still positive
with
in your
Kamala
outlook?
Harris. I'm like, yeah, but it's still like it's tied into the big God's still in charge kind of thing. There's got to be a silver lining.
What's the worst that could happen? Jesus could return?
Exactly.
Okay. I relate to that, but it's a journey.
For the record, I'm not saying if Kamala Harris wins, Jesus will come back.
You're just saying,
I'm just
you
saying
hope.
There's lots of things you're that could happen. That's one of them.
If you're looking at the bright side.
Yes.
And Kamala Harris wins, also maybe the end.
Yeah. I'm looking, instead of looking in the here and now for, hey, the positives, I'm looking in the here after for the positives, and I'm finding them.
I am preparing for every negative thing that could happen, mentally.
And not, this is you. This is you.
Yes, you guys know this about me. I'm not. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to say this about myself because I'll say this, and the worst thing that could happen is you guys look at each other like, "Wow, she has no clue." I don't think that I'm an outwardly negative person in life. I try to like be like with the show. I'm always trying to grow the show, and I'm trying to make new, positive, exciting things happen, but I'm preparing for what happens if in the event that the worst happens. So I don't know. Maybe I'm an outwardly negative
person.
I
don't know about that,
Brad. I am shocked.
Hey, my preparation could be helpful for you too.
Oh, so your preparation is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I'm working my tail off. Nothing's happening, but we'll never know.
I don't want to reveal too much, but Annie has a plan A, B, C, D, E, and then she gets down to Z, and then she goes to numbers.
It's the Greek alphabet.
Can you let me know where the bunker in plan D, F, E are?
That's Delta?
Yeah. If you can let me know just the location of the bunkers.
If I let you know, then everybody will know.
Yeah, I'm not saying say it on the air.
You're in a need-to-know basis, and do you know?
Well, I know.
The answer is no, he doesn't
know. I
know
for sure that if it comes to plan B, C, I'm probably not a part of that. But
we're
if
screwing
you get
around
down,
in what we're talking about right now, and people are thinking something's going on and nothing's going on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But I, as an individual, am a mental preparer for things. If you know, what happens if our show blows up and we become much bigger than our nook and cranny here in the middle of the country, then what? Or what happens about the opposite? I'm just always preparing for that. But I've always been preparing for things like that. I am so prepared for things that are never going to happen. Because my outlook is one of, I guess, negativity. I always say it's not negative. I'm just trying to be realistic about it. So that when it happens, I don't have to spend a lot of emotional time being scared or worried because I have a plan. That sounds probably super negative to a super positive person. But I am comforted by it. That's kind of the difference.
You do have to plan for the worst. Otherwise, you're just a fool. Like, so I'm not saying that planning for bad things is a bad or pessimistic. You do have to do that. But I don't know. I just like the idea that...
Is it wrong for me to say that I wish
things
I were
are gonna work
blissfully
out.
Ignorant? Do you consider yourself to be blissfully ignorant about things?
No. No, I don't. A little.
So you're like, making an educated choice to be positive.
Yes.
That's rare.
I think so. I mean, I will admit that I'm a little bit naive about how bad things can be behind the scenes because I choose, but this is a choice, to not really get involved in the stuff that is like the sausage making part. Like that stuff. The behind the scenes of politics is so gross and dirty that I almost choose not to look at it because I want things to be better than that. But it doesn't mean I don't know that it exists.
I think that's something that Donald Trump did, though, is he ripped all of that and put it out in front and center and people weren't prepared for it.
Yeah, that's why people, I think, associate him with negativity.
Well, and he fights. I mean, what's dirtier, to fight the way Donald Trump does, where he's out in front of people calling them names, calling them out for the things that he wants to defeat because he's their opponent, their political opponent? What's dirtier, doing that out in the open or being real slick and clean about it out front and pulling typical dirty tricks behind the scenes, which both Republicans and Democrats and everybody in between does? I've always appreciated the fact that Donald Trump has never put him out there and claimed to be someone he isn't. He's never come out and tried to be this, really smooth talking, holier than thou politician. He is who he is. And there's a lot of stuff out there that's very unsavory about him. And I know lots of unsavory things about a lot of politicians. You likely know a lot of unsavory things about a lot of politicians, but for whatever reason, they aren't the front line, the headline story for those particular individuals. And Trump, it always is. But I think the fact that he doesn't have a whole machine surrounding him trying to always clean everything up. For example, you said one time you came over to my house and I told you, I'm not cleaning my house. I live in my house with four kids. It is what it is. I think my recollection was that your wife was impressed by the fact that the house wasn't meticulously clean.
Yeah.
When she showed up.
She was happy.
That she came over and it was like, this is real. I always, always, always try to clean my house as much as I possibly can so that when anybody shows up to my house, it looks how I wish it looked all the time. But I have to have to saran wrap my kids in the middle of the house and be like, don't move. Mm-hmm. Don't eat. Don't breathe. Just stand here still and don't make a mess. Because when you have a household of six people and a dog, you live in that house. That's the same thing with politicians, that Donald Trump looks real. His life looks lived in. It's not the most pristine Better Homes and Garden version of what a living room is supposed to look like, with the fire crackling and the curtains blowing in the breeze, whatever. That's not what it is, but you can relate to it because you understand your existence and the people who you are around in your life, and you understand what it looks like to be lived in and be real. And it's just, you can relate to it more.
That's the whole mean tweets and $2 gas thing. People go, look, I like the results. I will put up with the fact that there are things that he says that I don't like, because I know for a fact, and you know this, Democrats know this. This isn't a partisan thing. You know that you always are aware of what Trump is thinking, because that dude does not filter it, which I guarantee you, in 4 years, hopefully in 4 years, not immediately, at some point in your life, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you are going to miss the candidness of that politician, because it is so rare to have somebody speak that openly about what's on his mind all the time that you may never see it again.
What I was going to say is what's really cool about what Ryan was talking about there is if you give it a little chance, if you give it time, you can watch Trump work his thing, whether it be a negotiation or
weaving.
You could watch him do that, come up with a negotiation tactic, come up with a plan, and you watch it from first initial thought. He will say something outrageous. This is crazy. And then he'll work his way through it, and then he will come up with a solution to it, and you can watch the whole process.
Scoot says he's unsavory. Good way to look at him. Unclean. And what's being done there, that's I'm glad he said that, because coming from a lefty, that is the way that the left wants to spin who Donald Trump is. That's the asset of the left, is to say, look at his house. It's not perfect. He's got shoes sitting on his stairs. He's got a leaf that blew in from the door. He didn't even bother to pick it up. He's unclean. That's what the left wants you to see. And then they are really hoping to high heaven that you never do any more thinking after that. That it doesn't matter the meal he has to offer you, the home he has to provide for you, or the bed he has to a safe and comfortable bed he has to offer you to sleep in. The left doesn't want you to do that. They just want you to see it. It's so valuable to the left to be like, unclean, unclean, unclean. And when you pivot over to Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or whomever it might be, you're not even supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to believe the faux cleanliness that is presented to you with the alternative politician that is out there. And you're supposed to just believe that what you see in front of you is the only thing that matters. The left needs you to only be scratch the surface deep. Don't dig any further. You're not going to like what you see. And everything that I've presented to you is going to be a complete and total lie and deception. The left relies on the deception of surface judgments, which is funny because that's where racism is grown out of. That's where sexism is grown out of. Whatever you see on the surface, make all your judgments there. And the left relies on it. They've won on it before, but I don't think they're winning on it right now. because it's too obvious that that surface level judgment on your politicians has been a really, really bad decision in the last 4 years. And great point to call that out, that that's what the left wants. Scoot, thank you for that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Hans von Spakovsky on the Annie Fry Show. I'm going to ask him about election integrity. Can we trust our elections? How is all the states addressing voter rolls? Tell us where we are 26 days out, Hans. You wrote the book on it. Talk to us about it on the Annie Fry Show next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, we've been talking about today's YouTube poll and asking y'all how you feel about Election Day. Scared, excited, anxious, or confident? When you listen to Jason Miller there with the Trump campaign, he's talking about how they're feeling pretty good about their polling, and it looks like the Harris campaign isn't. But the question that continues to come up when I talk to you folks is your confidence in the integrity of the election and what has taken place between 2020 and 2024 to ensure that it is going to be an election that we can rely on. Hans von Spakovsky joins us once again. Hans, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course, you are very welcome here each week. Tell me about the highlights of leading into this 2024 election. We're 26 days away. I live in Illinois. You can vote in person right now in Illinois, so voting has certainly started across the country. What is the difference going into 2024 in these elections across the state compared to what the rules were in 2020?
Well, a majority of the states, about 27, actually have improved things according to the scoring that we do at the Heritage Foundation. Anybody's got any questions about this and about their state can get an easy answer. We have an election integrity scorecard. It's up on our website. It's got a map of the U.S. You can click on any state, and it'll give you our complete analysis of how good or how bad that state is. And we have 50 different criteria that we judge a state by. You know, things like, do they require an ID to vote? What do they do to clean up their voter rolls? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that tells you whether or not the election is going to be secure. So about 27 states have improved their scores since the 2020 election, putting in all kinds of improvements, things like banning private funding of election offices. You'll recall, Annie, that in the 2020 election, Mark Zuckerberg and two other big donors gave $450 million to a nonprofit, a left-wing nonprofit, that then fed that money to places like Philadelphia to basically use those administration election offices to get out the vote for Democrats in the big city. So about two-thirds of the states have now banned that. That's a good thing. Some states have done nothing to improve things. California, New York, Nevada is actually worse than it was because Nevada now mails out an absentee ballot to every single registered voter in the state, despite the fact that its voter roll is in terrible shape. They don't do a good job of cleaning it up and taking people off who died or moved away.
So in Nevada, they mail a voter, they mail a ballot, the actual ballot, out to every voter in the state or everybody who's on the voter rolls in the state?
Yes, that's exactly right. And there's been a number of investigations done by outside groups showing that those ballots are showing up where registered voters supposedly live, including, you know, vacant lots, head shops, casinos, things that are clearly very problematical.
Yeah, I'm looking through. I'm sharing with our audience here the scorecard and showing how you can look at each individual state. It looks like, I think Missouri was seventh overall. Looks like they did a pretty good job. They're in the green. And then over to my home state, Illinois, ranked number 41 out of 50, not doing so hot. Is voter ID the key to... Is that like the baseline of get voter ID in place and then everything else kind of becomes less consequential if voter ID is actually present in the state?
It's probably one of the most important things a state can do. And you mentioned Missouri. Missouri went way up in our scorecard because they passed a bunch of good, really good reforms that were shepherded by the Jay Ashcroft, Secretary of State. But look, it also requires things like making sure you have a clean voter registration list, making sure that you don't allow what the left likes to call ballot harvesting, what I call ballot trafficking. You don't want to allow strangers, particularly people who are working for candidates, to be able to go to people's home, voters' homes, and say, oh, Your mail-in ballot, why don't you let me deliver that for you? Because you have no idea what they're going to do with that ballot. Are they actually going to deliver it if they know you vote for the other party? Are they going to open up your ballot and change what's on there? Those are the kind of things that have happened in actual absentee ballot fraud cases. And some states that allow ballot trafficking, third-party strangers, I mean, that's a big mistake. But overall, we're in better shape than we were in 2020 because so many states actually have improved things. But, you know, there are a handful that haven't.
Well, I'm looking at this election scorecard, and I encourage people to go to itsheritage.org/election scorecard. Very simple to find and a lot of information here. We highlighted Missouri in the top 10. They're tied for 7th. Illinois sucks. It's 41st. I'm totally not surprised by that. We talked about Nevada. They're last. That's one of the swing states. But if I look at Georgia, they're tied for 2nd right now. What's the difference between 2020 and 2024 in Georgia? Because I recall there being some election law reform there. I recall an all-star game being ripped out of Atlanta because it was going to be discriminatory towards African-Americans. Jokes on them because the Atlanta Braves brought the World Series back to Atlanta. So that was kind of awesome.
Right. But
that looks like Georgia's really excelled with their new election reforms. How will that impact the 2024 election?
Well, I think the worry that folks had about Georgia and the shenanigans that occurred there in 2020, that people don't need to be as concerned. It's not perfect. But remember, they passed a reform package that was so pivotal and so good that not only did, you know, Major League Baseball say, oh, we're not going to have the game there, All-Star game there. But look, Joe Biden went down there and gave this big speech calling it Jim Crow 2.0. A totally ridiculous claim. But the fact that Joe Biden was condemning it should let everybody know it was actually a good bill. And and as an example, one of the things they did was they extended their voter ID law to absentee ballots. In the past election, their voter ID law, they have a good one, only applied to in-person voting. Well, when so many people are voting through the mail these days, you want to be sure you have an ID requirement for absentee ballots, too. And Georgia put that in. That's one of the reasons they climbed up in their in the scoring for on our scorecard.
It's exciting to see that, just so that people can have confidence that whatever the results are out of Georgia, that Georgia is prepared to give those honest results that people can trust. I'm looking at North Carolina. They rank 11 in the 11 to 20 rank. It's 18th. North Carolina's 18th. Pennsylvania, right there in the middle, tied for 24th. That is what a lot of people think Donald Trump, his key, if he wins Pennsylvania, he wins the whole thing. Michigan, right, at 27th. Wisconsin tied for 11th. So going through a lot of these swing states here, Nevada's the only one that's in the red. Arizona, they're tied for 24th as well. So, I mean, it feels like the swing states, so states that are going to determine the outcome of this election, are on the better half of the union as far as election integrity goes.
Oh, no, I think that's true. I mean, you mentioned North Carolina. North Carolina has been fighting for the last decade against all these stupid court cases filed by the left to get a voter ID law in place, and they finally have one. Now, the biggest problem at the moment is not the law, but the hurricane. You know, Hurricane Helene hit North Carolina very severely. The counties affected are about one-fifth of the voters in the state of North Carolina, and of those voters, there are a much larger number of registered Republicans than Democrats. So the state officials there have got to make a real extra effort to make sure that folks who are voting in those counties have the ability to vote. And that means everything from finding new polling locations for the ones that have been destroyed to letting people know you cannot depend on the mail to deliver your absentee ballot because the Postal Service, U.S. Postal Service, announced it was suspending delivery of the mail in many portions of North Carolina because of all of the damage, including damage to postal facilities. So folks can't depend on the mail. They've got to vote in person.
What are you looking for in North Carolina specifically to see in order to make sure that you can have confidence? I mean, it's such a terrible situation, and people are trying to figure out how to put their lives back together, and in some cases, just protect their life at the most basis level. Voting is obviously important. It's not more important than people's lives, but it's going to have to be managed in a way that can be trusted, and North Carolina is a swing state. What are you watching to see happen or not happen in order to feel confident about it?
Well, I expect we're only 3 weeks from the election, and I would hope that in the next couple of days, North Carolina announces the location of all new replacement polling locations to replace any that were so damaged they can't be used on election day. I would also hope that they would make an effort to set up mobile voting sites, maybe with recreational vehicles and other things, at shelters and other places where people are congregating to pick up food and water. That's the kind of thing that the state needs to do to ensure that even people who have lost their homes are going to be able to vote in this election.
Right. Well, Hans, we always look forward to your insight. Your book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. It'll be interesting to see that the results of all the research, the great research you've done for that book, and how 2024 is affected in a lot of these changes, the pushback, and how the Republican Party did to try to level the playing field. So we always love talking to you about this. Hans, thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Always love to speak with him. Quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America. And I quote, he said, "I've been working on this one for a while." So I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. I'll just leave it at that. We'll find out, though. Let's get to the break so we can find out what long, hard, measured work from Ryan Wiggins looks like. When we come back, don't go away. I wish that guy said, "This is ridiculous."
I love this.
This is the best. Where's Michael Jordan? Oh, he's right there!
Ooh.
Scottie Pippen!
Mm-hmm.
Who is the best?
Phil Jackson.
Tony Kukoc. Okay. Dennis Rodman?
No.
Man, if you know, you know. The Lasers.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask who is the best?
This is the second time that we talked about Lasers on this show this week.
Different reasons.
Maybe.
Michael Jordan is the best.
Yeah.
There's no contest.
But when it comes to personality, there's a lot of personality on that team.
Oh, man.
And all of them working together made Michael Jordan even greater.
There was a lot of personality on that team, and most of them were held by Dennis Rodman.
That's a good joke.
That team also had a lot of hype.
What do you know about the 90s Bulls?
It's the greatest basketball team ever assembled.
Thank you. It feels good.
Better than the 92 Dream Team?
Ooh, now he's gotcha. He caught you.
Come on.
This doesn't count.
This is so dumb.
That's
this is very dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah. Ethan comes in here and knows what he's talking about, and we try to trip him.
Better than the best EA Sports team I've ever assembled.
Yeah, did right.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Go on. Everybody's counting on you to really hit this one out of the park.
Oh, yeah. I can't
wait. You actually worked on this, Wiggins America.
I did. I've been working on this for weeks
I
have time.
Ethan, story time?
Yeah, so I'm walking by Trisha and Ryan's offices, which are
so
next
good to, have
to
Trisha
each
back.
Other, kind of, yes. She's going to be in here later today, right?
Yes.
So
Annie, are you okay? Back.
I'm, you know, playing Messenger at the moment, just passing by, and Trisha yells, "Ryan!" And I go, "Ryan, Trisha wants you." He just said, "Can't." This is like 5 minutes ago at max.
Yeah.
I'm working.
So I'm assuming he was
Trisha
probably...
Trisha was like, "Well, then go on. That's what we've been working on trying to get you to do."
Hey, this is... You know, when I find a bit and I'm like, I think I could run with this.
It's in your head until it's out.
Yeah, I gotta get it onto paper or onto the air, and that is what is about to happen.
Go.
So what I've done here is I've grabbed just some random news items from the last couple of years. And I've made them into sitcoms.
Oh, my God.
So nobody has heard, literally nobody other than me has heard these yet.
So nobody could tell you no, Ryan.
So nobody could say no. That's
no,
the, that's how you do this.
Okay.
You just go for it and you ask permission later. Or forgiveness after the fact. No permission. So this one is, and I'll set up the news item. And you'll remember what it is. This one was actually very, very recent. The first one. It is Corinne Jean-Pierre talking about how President Biden has taken extraordinary measures to lower costs. Now, of course, she's talking about this because Peter Ducey has pressed her on this. Here it is.
We understand that people are still feeling this. We get that. And we're not blind to that. That's why you hear the president pretty regularly announcing how he is going to lower costs for the American people, whether it's Big Pharma trying to lower healthcare costs, expanding ACA, or it is making sure that we get rid of junk fees. So, look, we know it's going to take a little bit of time. We get that.
I get that you understand that people are hurting right now. Why is it that nothing you're doing to address their concerns is working?
Love Ducey is a Desilu production. The comedic part of press secretary played by Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Did you catch that?
So that was a long I love Ducey joke.
Long I love Ducey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of I love Lucy.
Like
you see?
remember what I just texted you the other day. The longer you have to explain the joke, the less funny it is.
I know.
Or will be.
We're having a good time.
I love Deucey.
I love Deucey. Yeah. All right. Next one. This is an economic report from Fox Business.
When you think I love Deucey in your head, do you laugh out loud to yourself?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm having a good time.
Just go on.
I'm probably in the car at my desk. I love Deucey. That's like I love Lucy. I could do something
with
that.
All right, go. Next.
Economic report from Fox Business on Kamala's record on inflation.
She not only championed so many of the trillion-dollar spending bills that we've had over the last several years, but as vice president and therefore president of the Senate, she also cast the tie-breaking vote on two of those key pieces of legislation, which again spent trillions of dollars that we didn't have. That meant more money printing by the Fed in order to pay all those bills, and that led to the inflationary fire that has completely burned away people's wages.
These crappy days are yours and mine. Crappy days are yours and mine. Crappy days.
There you go. Instead of happy days. Crappy days.
Because
of the inflation.
You should have had the I, Donald Trump, support this message at the end of that.
I could have been in all of these. Okay. These, again, we're doing news items of the last couple years.
I'm trying to figure them out now before they get to the end. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that one figured out.
News items presented as sitcoms. Now, I felt like because we were talking about Kamala Harris there and her record in the Senate as a tie-breaking vote, we'd stick with that theme. This is Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
New deal. New deal.
Is that the one you were rushing through?
That's
the
one I was just doing.
Yeah. It's very hard to tell.
Yeah. I didn't quite have as much time, you know, to finish that one, so I just stopped the music and said New Deal.
That was you?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
Green New Deal acres
just
there.
Floats so smoothly.
Jackie says that's the best one by far. Jackie.
Really? Stop. Better than I Love Deucey?
Don't encourage him.
Man, I don't know.
Didn't come out of the gate swinging.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's the first three. I got two more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. this fourth one is... now, this one's probably the oldest one. Do you remember Jamal Bowman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what he's famous for?
He, a lot of F-bombs at his rally?
Pulling the fire alarm.
He did do that. He pulled the fire alarm. So I pulled a report about Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm, made that into a sitcom.
There were some reports that began to emerge about Representative Bowman, who was seen pulling some sort of fire alarm in the Cannon House office building earlier today. We got a statement on that saying Congressman Bowman did not realize he would trigger a building alarm as he was rushing to make an urgent vote. The congressman regrets any confusion, just to clarify some things on that. When I wake up in the morning,
I don't think I'll ever make it on time. You saw that one coming, right?
No, I was letting it flow. Yeah.
Yeah, Jamal Bowman.
Then he got charged.
Then he got charged, and then he lost his seat.
Yeah.
Didn't really go well for him from there. All right, last one. These are news items presented as sitcoms for Wiggins America today. Okay. The last one is J.D. Vance telling his personal story coming from a poor family in Ohio.
I wanted to give people a sense of what it was like to live in a community like mine. I didn't think a whole lot of stories were told about white working class Americans. I didn't think a lot of stories were told about people who were struggling with some of the problems we were struggling with, joblessness, drug addiction, and so forth. And I thought that I could tell a story that would make people understand my family a little bit better and maybe in the process understand the struggles of a lot of families.
The Beverly Hillbilly Elegy.
Who said that?
That was actually Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
You get it now? Yeah. There we go.
Slow clap for Ryan.
Thank you very much. just in my spare time, whenever I'd come across something that I go, oh, Beverly Hillbilly Elegy. So that just, makes sense.
Just real quick, how long from today until we can expect another Wiggins America with this type of production value and thought?
If you get one before the end of the year, you should be extremely grateful.
Well done. That was good.
Extremely grateful.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everyone Thank loves you. Them on the chat. Everyone's giving you high praise. Thank you for doing that.
Good, good, good stuff. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You can go see Trisha now.
All right, I'm going to go have a meeting
the YouTube
about
lives.
My future.
Yeah, that's why you did that, right?
Yeah.
You
knew
that the phone call was coming.
I was putting into yeah. today's Wiggins America.
What a waste. Yeah. How do you feel about Election Day on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll? Are you scared, excited, anxious, or confident? Go vote. Let us know what you think. Leave a comment. We're going to talk to Tyrus. I'm going to ask him that question when we come back. We'll have a. I have a feeling I know what he's going to say, but we'll see. Tyrus next on the Annie Fry Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.